I've listened to tales the old timers told from Burke to Camel Wheel, and on dusty tracks in the southern states from Orbos to Warracknabeal. Some were grave and some were gay and some with humour too, and each of the tellers always swore that the tale that he told was true. Old Paddy the Dancer, a swagman of note who followed the Bidgee Run, found himself on the Tucker track and most of his food was done. So he pondered a while and thought at last, as far as he could see, that he'd have to catch himself a cot to cook on the coals for tea. So he rigged a line from binder twine that he scrounged from a farmer's hay, and then fashioned a hook from a rusty nail that got stuck in his foot that day. Well, he looked with pride on his fishing gear, and to try he could hardly wait. Then he thought at last, as anglers do, you must cover your hook with bait. He remembered a tale that someone told in the dim and distant past, that frogs were the thing that the anglers used for the fish to break their fast. But frogs were scarce as teeth on hens, well, that's what he said to me. But he searched around till he found a frog at the foot of an old gum tree. Well, he stalked that frog on hands and knees like big game hunters do, but a black snake coming the other way had the same idea in view. Both of them grabbed together, but the snake was a fraction fast. It swallowed the frog but found itself held in the swagman's grasp. Well, he fished from his pocket a flask he had of very potent grog. Said with a sigh, it must be done, I want that flaming frog. Well, he squeezed that wriggling reptile's neck till its jaws were open wide, and with tears in his eyes he poured the lot into the snake's inside. Well, it gave a gurgle and then a gulp and then quite a twist or two. There was that old frog in the light of day, almost as good as new. Well, he grabbed that frog and hurried away to bait up his rusty hook, and then lay back on the grassy banks by the side of that peaceful brook. Then he felt a tap on his shoulder blade and turned with eyes agog. There was that old snake all bleary-eyed, in its mouth another frog. Well, that's the way it was told to me, camped on the reedy flat. Maybe it's true, maybe not, you'd best be the judge of that. But what I can hardly believe is the way that he liked the grog. He would give it away to a worthless snake for the sake of a useless frog.